It is a Thursday, and we have a segment called Ask a Lawyer with Ian Sneddon, one of the partners over at Cohen Hiley, who joins us right now. Ian, good morning to you. How are things going? How's the week been?
The week has been good, and I hope you're both doing well. Just wanted to perk back up again. I liked how it was a few days ago.
Right? We need a little break from the showers and it will perk back up. We guarantee it, Ian. And
it's good for my
lawn.
This
is the opportunity where you guys have, you know, a couple minutes to ask a burning legal question. Ian jumps on once a month with us, and we get a lot of questions involving family law because that is your niche, but there's a lot of questions out there. And if you guys have any, this is the time, Kyle. This is the moment.
Yep.
You can give us a call. You can choose a text, 519-643-1039. You will stay anonymous. And we've already gotten some flooding through this morning. So I'm gonna kick you off already. How about that?
Sure.
Okay. First question we have is, I says, we have a stepdaughter. She's 12 years old. Mother is not encouraging visits. Court order calls for visits every other weekend. She says she can't force her. Is she in contempt? Do we have a case? This has been happening now for over a year.
Oh my gosh.
Is there anything that the father can do?
These are very difficult cases, and they're very difficult to assess. It's often referred to as parental alienation. And the difficulty is that on the one hand, one parent is claiming essentially that the other parent has brainwashed the children against them. And then that parent typically is saying, no, no, no. It's because he's really terrible to the children, and that's why they don't want to see him. And the difficulty is that either could be true, but what you do with them would be radically different. The main thing is early intervention. The problem with alienation cases, and I'll hear a lot of people say, oh, my ex is alienating the kids. And that may be true, but you have to understand the context that normally the alienator doesn't think she or he is doing something wrong. They think they're
right.
Protecting the child. They're wrong on it, but that's what they believe. And then as far as therapy for the child, that is the best way. The court system, you might get a court to force parenting time, but that's not the best solution, particularly if the child's resistant to it. And the age of the child is a factor, but it's only one factor. The wishes and preferences of the three-year-old who doesn't want to go is not going to have any bearing. The court will make the three-year-old go if it's
right.
In the best interest of the child. With a 15 or a 16-year-old, it's less likely a court's going to try to enforce it. And in any event, it's really difficult to be successful in the courtroom on that. It's much better to try to deal with it therapeutically.
Okay.
All right. Wow.
Long answer.
Hopefully that was helpful.
I was going to say, as long as it goes in and helps the individual who asked the question, that's all we care about here.